Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Hannah Mann. Last night in round six, Joel Braden Harris set the Thomas & Mack on fire with a 6.8 second run to win his first go-round of the week. Joel has had quite the week, placing second in round one, sixth in round two, second in round five, and now winning round six to bring his NFR earnings to $100,542 with four rounds left to go. Joel was riding the fan favorite Daddy Shiner Cat, better known as Peso, owned by Logan Bird. Joel and Ty Harris both have been riding Peso every round this week, with Kyle Lucas also riding him the first three rounds. Combined, they have won a total of $130,112 on him. We want to give another big shout out to our friends over at Equiniti for not only bringing you these podcast episodes, but also bringing you all the behind-the-scenes content over on calfroping.com. How's it feel to be back in this room? Feeling good?
Yeah, I mean, pretty sweet feeling.
Yeah.
It's nothing like your first one, but...
You were in here a lot last year.
Well. Between me and Ty, I guess you could.
Yeah.
We were in here four times, so...
Yeah, cool. Quite a bit. Talk to me about this year's finals as a whole. I feel like it's probably been kind of up and down for you. Just talk to me about, you know, from round one coming in here till now.
To be honest, I've felt pretty good about it the whole way. I had a calf get up in round four. You know, I wouldn't say I've necessarily roped my best, but I think that I've come in and I've done the right things on a lot of aspects of my roping, and it was just kind of a matter of time of drawing the right calves and just getting a little better feel for the start.
For sure.
And I think that having a horse that gives me the same go and the same chance every time, you can kind of find your groove, and I really wasn't too worried about being able to find it on him because he just gives me such a good opportunity.
That's what I was going to ask. How much of a game changer is being on Peso out here? I mean, I can only imagine, but...
Yeah, I mean, I remember a time in August, early in August, and I thought about the fact that I really wanted to be in the NFR, not just because you obviously want to be here, but the fact that I have so much confidence in the horse I'd get to ride. And, you know, I think a lot of people show up here and they're not totally sure, and it's not any fault of their own. I was lucky enough to stumble on him last year, and for the birds to let me on him again, I'm just thankful.
Walk me through your run.
Yeah, so my calf was a little slower than I thought he was in the first time he went, and I came out a little hot on him and kind of figure eight tail comes off, and I just... felt like right when I got her flanked, I was like, oh man, can I try to be under that 6.4? That was the first thing that popped into my mind. And then I kind of had trouble crossing her, and then I was like, let's just try to be under that 7 flat, and I'll be a happy man. So
I mean, it was fun, an electric little round of calf roping towards, and you were towards the end. So I mean, talk to me about what was going through your mind going back and into the box.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking go fast. I wasn't really worried about, I'm already out of the average. I was just trying to go be aggressive.
Yeah.
Nothing much to it. Just go and let it all hang out. Try to be under that 7 flat. So that's kind of was my mindset to that.
Trent said he really, really liked your calf from tonight. Talk to me about what was going through your mind whenever you looked at the draw.
I thought that it was a really good one. I thought it was a set full of really, really good calves. I thought there was five or six that really stood out, and I thought mine was one of them. And so, yeah, I was definitely happy with my draw, and I felt like if I could really do my job, I would have a chance to get to be in the winner's circle again, for sure.
What's your mental strategy been out here this week?
Just be aggressive. I don't really try to get too much into it. Obviously, it's not like any other rodeo, as much as you try to convince yourself that it is. But I think that go out and err on the side of aggressive instead of cautious is my perspective, and that's how I try to do my best. But I think it's went well for me so far, but I really think that having that horse, getting to ride him, is really what sets it apart for me out here.
Do you feel like that there's a difference this year in your roping versus last year in here?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of differences. I think, you know, there's no telling. You only have 10 nights to really showcase what you've put the work in for. And so you never know if you're going to win more than last year, worse. You don't know if you're going to fall off your horse. Reality is that our sport happens very fast, and things happen, and you just can't get too worried about it. But I think I've improved in a lot of areas, and I really hope I have, because I've tried my best to improve, and I'm just thankful I have good coaches, my brother coaching me and my dad coaching me. So I think that I'd really like to steadily improve, and that's my goal. It's not really to necessarily catch this guy or whatever. It's if I don't feel like I'm improving, that's when I get really frustrated.
For sure.